This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Barb Roberts and her husband bought a cottage in Halliburton County a few years back as a short-term rental investment and a place for her family to escape the city. She's one of many who purchased cottages during the COVID-19 pandemic real estate sales surge. But now, after spending more than $100,000 renovating their Algonquin Highlands property, coupled with the local municipality demanding costly improvements in order to meet short-term rental licensing requirements, they've chosen to sell their little piece of paradise.
So 2022, I bought and bought it for a rental, like everybody, an Airbnb rental. End of 2021, beginning of 2022, renovated. So I bought semi-waterfront. There's a road in between, but bought it, wanted to rent it out, renovated it, put in about $100,000, renovated it, and had a very successful rental for the last 3 years. Now my mortgage is up. I'm finding with the new short-term rentals, I'm not in a position to be able to do the work that I need to do to get my license. So that, in addition to the new rates that I'm dealing with, my husband and I, it's just too much for us and we have to sell.
Cottage Country has long been a sought-after location for real estate buyers. The lure of sparkling lakes, fishing, boating, and beautiful sunsets have attracted buyers for decades. But now, in the post-pandemic market, the boom has gone bust. As interest rates soar and mortgages come up for renewal, many property owners are facing the financial reality that their days of cottage ownership are over. Currently, it's a buyer's market with lots of properties to choose from, but prices have dropped substantially. A property that last year would have sold for $1 million is now selling for around $700,000. Municipal short-term rental bylaws have also cooled interest, as many feel costs associated with getting licensed aren't worth the investment. Roberts is feeling the pressure and is at her limit.
It's been listed now since May 30th, May 28th. It went up. Minimal showings, lots of views. People are seeing it. Lots of hits, lots of social media, lots of favorites, only a few showings. And now we've reduced the price twice. And it's now at the lowest end that we can possibly reduce it. And I've just extended my mortgage temporarily for 1 year. So now it's at the point where we now have extended it, but we can't. My husband said we're not reducing the price anymore. That's it.
Linda Baumgartner, who heads up the Baumgartner Realty Group in Halliburton, says not only have prices dropped, but homes and cottages are on the market a lot longer than usual, in some cases up to 10 months or more. She adds there's a real mix of buyers interested in purchasing property here.
Well, we're definitely in a buyer's market. I would say our inventory now, it might be sitting at 7 or 8 months. So when you get to that high a level, then yes, definitely indicates a buyer's market. Now, each month that figure can change just depending on how many sales there are and how much inventory comes on the actual market. There is a demand for residential. There's a lot of people who still want to move out of the city. Finding a lot of young people who were born and raised in Halliburton, their parents are still here and they had moved away. Now they've had children and they want to come back. First-time home buyers, yeah, so definitely a demand in the residential market. At this time of year, you know, from spring moving forward, definitely we have a lot of people wanting to get into the cottage market. Maybe not as many this year as there were last year, but there's still people who want to buy a secondary property. It varies whether you're a buyer or you're a seller. If you're a seller, like right now, they're saying five of the leading lending institutions, over 50% of their mortgages are coming due in 2025, 2026. So a lot of those people purchased, overextended themselves in the COVID market. Interest rates were very low when they have to renew, although the Bank of Canada did lower the key lending rate. It's still a very large gap between what they're mortgaged for and now, so that's increasing their payments.
Baumgartner says what's ultimately driving real estate in Halliburton County right now is pricing.
It's price point that's driving the market. Anything that is priced right, number one, is selling, and some of them even selling in multiple offers still. But anything that's overpriced, they're sitting. So that's contributing to the amount of inventory on the market, which is slowly starting to bring values down. Price point, I would say anything under $700,000 right now in our market tends to be moving quicker than the higher end properties. They're taking longer to sell. Buyers have choice, so they do want to shop. buying a property, it's a feel, it's an emotional feeling. Like, we as realtors can tell them all the key features about a property, but until you get that person there, they have to feel like, this is my home and I can see myself living here, whether it be part-time or full-time. But they're definitely looking. They're asking more questions. So, you know, advice to realtors, you be prepared when you're going to each property, know all the nuances and be able to answer the questions and offer information to these prospective buyers that they're just not reading in black and white.
As for property sellers, Baumgartner says realistic pricing is critical. She says 9 out of 10 sellers think their property is worth far more than it is. So her job is to manage their expectations in the current market, not the glory days of the pandemic.
When we actually sit down and show them the market comparables and this is what market value is, you know, the savvy people, you know, understand it and they're getting the information we're delivering. Some of them aren't. So their expectations are high. And their expectations are high for that reason on pricing. Their expectations are high because they're thinking their property's worth what their neighbor sold for last year. They're used to the COVID market where properties were selling faster. Our days on market have increased. Values are down, inventory's up. And it's just a matter of educating them. And the key word that we've been using here in the office is patience. You know, not only to our sellers, but to us as realtors. We know we're moving more into that traditional type market where it takes longer to sell a property. You know, prior to, you know, the three boom years before the COVID market, say prior to 2017, you know, it could take 6 months to a year to sell a waterfront property. And, you know, people are saying now, well, I've been on the market 20 days and I've only had 2 showings. Well, that's because, you know, inventory is high and, you know, buyers are being cautious. Some are holding fast and just sitting back waiting to see what's happening with the market.
Bonnie Luby is president of One Point, the real estate board that oversees 4 different regions, including Halliburton County. Based in the Parry Sound Muskoka area, Luby confirms where the market is currently. Lots of homes and cottages listed and sitting for extended periods. Pre-pandemic, home sellers could expect a 3-7% growth in their property's value year over year, but those days are long gone. But she adds, things are in flux now and always subject to change.
Our market has changed more to a buyer's market, and our sellers really do have to be patient. More importantly, things have got to be priced right. If properties are priced well and they show well, so they're clean and, you know, all those things that catch your eyes, then they're going to sell properly quickly. I mean, even now when I look at the stats for that area, because truth be told, I had to look at the stats to know that area because I don't work in it. I think the median sale days are still under 30 on the market, which is exceptional. When things start to push up to the 60 and 90, then you start to be a little bit worried. Things are still changing right now. I talked to a few agents over there, and their opinion is that, you know, they've had a really strong residential market since the beginning of the year. And I can agree with that on my side. Residences are selling really well. Prices are holding well. Waterfront was a lot slower starting this year, simply because winter did not want to go away this year. Prices have dipped since COVID days, but they had to. And I would say that is a correction, not a crash, because right smack in the middle of COVID, when things were crazy, from 2021 to 2022 in my area, our market went up 68%. Now, that's not normal by any stretch of the imagination. So a correction had to happen. And we didn't see a correction of 68% by any means, but we certainly had a dip of around 10 to 15% in most of our areas. And that's just correcting to where the price should actually be. And we're seeing places come back up in the market that they're losing money. I had a buyer bought just this week, and the person they bought from bought during that crazy time. They bought for $1.3 million. They put over $500,000 into it. And they just sold for 1.1 because they had to sell. They were just happy to get out.
Back in Algonquin Hills, Roberts is trying to be optimistic, but says the clock is running out.
We're surviving on hope. We hope interest rates come down. We hope it sells. That's how we're surviving on hope.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.